here. This guy, no? No? Not here.
No, miss. The mic, sure. Yeah, you should get that.
Okay. So now, we all, last time we already got, a small Havana in these Inyanim. I want to do a quick review of what we came out last time, how we came out. And then we're going to take it from there to figure out, Lemaisa, which of these shavers on the table, Mutter, Usser, Mitzvah. So, we started off last time. It's all based off of the Iker, based on this one Gemara on Makkos, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. And maybe a few other Gemaras here or there are Rayas, but this is really the Iker Gemara. Right? The Torah has two psukim and only two psukim that talk about the Issa Teshev. There's one pasuk says, Upas Sekonim Lo Yigalechu. What does that mean? Don't be Megaleach, the corners of your beard. Now, what does Megaleach mean? Megaleach means to cut. Means to shave. Now, that means you use some sort of instrument, a scissors, whatever it is. You're not allowed to cut your beard with an instrument. That's what the pasuk said. Now, if it were just that pasuk, it would come out that every single scissors in the world would be aser. You can't touch your beard. That's what would come out. There's another pasuk though that says lo sashchis. Don't destroy the corners of your beard. Don't destroy sounds like it has to be totally obliterated. Mitzad echad. So that's a chumrah. But there's also a kula in the pasuk. What is the pasuk? The pasuk says, "Don't destroy." It's only what's the big kula from there? The kula we already understand is that you're only chayv if you completely destroy the beard. So that's actually a kula. The chumra is that what if I don't use any instrument? What if I take a cream and put it on my beard and it makes my beard fall off? So according to the first pasuk, it says lo yigalechu. I didn't shave the beard; I used the cream. But according to the second pasuk, lo sashchis, I destroyed my beard. So Zok the Gemara, what's the pshat, the steer in the psukim? Says the Gemara, the only time you could ever be chayiv is if you're over on both these things. You both have to be over on giluach, and you also have to be over on hashchasa. Says the Gemara, how can you possibly do giluach and hashchasa? If you use the scissors, you did giluach, but you didn't do hashchasa. If you use a cream, you did hashchasa, but you didn't do giluach. Havioimer zetar. What's the case where you have both giluach and hashchasa? That's a razor. A razor does both. A razor completely wipes off your beard. There's no more beard. And it does it in a way of cutting. It's an instrument that cuts. That's what the Gemara says. Now, what comes out from there? So according to this, should our shavers nowadays be mutter or aser? So we proved last time, and that was already a lot of what we spoke about last time, is that the way our shavers are working are different than the way what a person thinks they might work. Right? It's true that, right, the basic difference is obviously a razor is one blade, and a shaver is two blades. But there's more than that. We proved that the metzias is that a shaver is able to, is it, you don't have, even though the screen on top of the shaver is, you know, let's say a millimeter big, or maybe less, a 0.1 millimeter, why don't you have that much hair left on your face? Because the shaver's pushing down on your skin, the hair pops up and it cuts it, it's able to cut the hair beneath your skin. So therefore, are you doing ashkasa with a shaver nowadays? Absolutely, you're doing ashkasa. Leis man de palug, no one debates that. That was never the discussion. Are you doing giluach with today's shavers? Absolutely, you're doing giluach. So are you doing giluach sheish by ashkasa with today's shavers? Absolutely. So if anyone tells you, you know what's the heter of today's shavers? Because they don't really get the whole hair. They leave some hair. No, that's false. That's not the heter. There might be a heter, but that's not the heter. Everyone agrees that today's shavers just completely obliterate and destroy the hair. B'derech giluach and hashchasa. The only question is that the Gemara told us that the only thing that's giluach and hashchasa is what? Is a tar, is a razor. A shaver is not a razor. It works differently. We spoke about it. It works differently. How does it work differently? First of all, one of the ways it works differently is that here goes directly across against your face. This doesn't go directly against your face. Here there's something, this is the blade that's cutting against the screen, right? But b'etzem there's a break, right? There's this big of a space between your face. So that already might make it different than a tire. And also, it's a scissors. It's working two. It's not working as one. Neither of these blades are supposed to be sharp enough that they could cut it.
Why don't
right?
We just say the tire was an example?
Maybe it is. That's the other side. That's the side of Ha'isrim. Right? There's a Graya from a Gemara Nazar in Daf Mem, which sounds klar. The way the Gemara learns up the same din by the tire that we see by a Nazar who has to be Megaleach all his Seir and Metzorah. And the Levim, the Gemara learns up that all three of them are the same din. And one of the problem is the Gemara says, It's complicated. I want to get into it. But the point is, from that Gemara, it sounds clear that a tar means tar mamish. So that would be a right to matter. Okay, let's not get so much into that right this second. Now, so this is how the shavers are working. Now, here's a little bit of a problem, because let's look at this. Yeah, so the blade's moving this way. These are the hairs sticking out of your face. Now, what we don't want to happen is that if this blade is going to touch this hair, what's going to happen? That's what we don't. What's going to happen right now when it touches it? If it cuts it, you're in trouble. You were just over on tire, because that was one blade doing the cutting. If it were to, let's say, be going this direction, so then it's going to be cutting this hair between the blade and the screen, so that's two. So then you're for sure good. But if it's only one, that could be a shaila, right? But if you're going to... But again, there are two basic keterim here. You could still argue it's mutter. Why? Because maybe since there's a hefsik between your skin and the actual blade, so maybe that itself should also be a heter. That's another potential heter. Two potential heterim we have brought in the place game. Believe it or not, Ramosha's famous heter is the one that it's doing two instead of one. But many other paiskims say this other type of heter. So the fact that there's a hefsik between your skin and the blade. Now the problem is, how does the hefsik help if anyway it's cutting it beneath the skin? So that's what we talked about last time. That was what we spoke about last time, Reb Shlomo Zalman. Do you go bust a tchilas maisa or soif maisa? In other words, what's happening is the screen is pushing down on your face. The hair sticks up. It cuts it. So it's not cutting against your face. But at the end, it ends up cutting it beneath your face. So how do we view that? So kitzer, those are the two basic keterim, and based on that is how we're going to have to dan which shavers today are mutter, which shavers are aser. What's going to be our two shailas? Number one is you're going to have to test. You're going to have to figure out, this is what a blade from most, here I'm going to show you right now actually. Oh, we're going to get to that soon. You did my email from last time? Oh, the new one. Oh, so we need the new one. No worries. How do we...
Watch the video.
It's the most recent, yeah, that one. Beautiful. Yeah, how do we, oh. Yeah, that's, this one should have it. Let's see. Just make sure. I'm sure it does. Yeah, perfect. So how do we play?
How did you get it on?
There we go. Oh, beautiful. Good. Oh. Okay, by the way, we have three basic types of shavers. Yeah? We have what's called the micro screen shaver. This is the Braun. This is Braun. They have also, Remington has them, which basically, you're going to see the way it's working is that there's a little screen on top, and under that there's a blade. I'll show you what the blade looks like. This is the blade that's under it. This is cutting. Your hair goes into the screen. So look, see there's a bunch of little holes here? So your hair goes against your face. Your hairs go into this screen. And then the blade under it is cutting against the screen. So what could possibly be the problem with this? So here, there's a few possible issues. First of all, you have to make sure, is this blade sharp enough that it could cut on its own? That's one shayla. Shayla number two, there were those who wanted to be ma'ir a shayla. They wanted to say, this thing, this foil thing on top, which is going against your face, the foil is so sharp, it's so thin and sharp, it could cut by itself. So if it could cut by itself, that's already a tire, that already is aser. We're going to get back to that in a second. See. Okay, this is the most classic, most people have this type of shaver. And one of the reasons why most people have this type of shaver is because this one, a lot of people view as being mutter. Because here, there's no shayla about this. This is for sure not going to be hard. Right, I could pass around these little screens. There's nothing about them that's hard enough to cut. I'll pass them around. I can take a look at these. I have more of them. These little zachen over here, I have a lot of them. Okay, pass them around. This is just the screen without the blade. Here, pass them around.
I'll pass him around. I'll pass him around.
You're tzaddik. What? Yeah. Oh. Now, Rabbi Zai. Oh. Now, Rabbi Zai, inside this, there's three blades, yeah? There's three blades here. So if you look inside, this is the screen, and under that, there's this guy. This is the blade. I'm going to pass these around soon also. The blade goes inside here. It goes inside here. Let's see if we get a better picture. Yeah. And it's cutting against the screen, yeah? So now there's, again, two... Now, the shayla, is this sharp enough to cut that pashat not? This is just... The question is this sharp enough? So I know the Shiva is very makbid, that if you bring him a shaver, he does not hold that you could just rely on the shaver out of the box. And this is how most paiskim hold. You can't just rely out of the box. There are those who do hold his mutter, but the Shiva does not, and most paiskim do not. The Shmuel first, I believe, holds it is, so Ray Robinson, Mustama, could do it. But he doesn't shave anyway, so... But the blade over here, which goes... This blade, you have to check, is it sharp enough that it could cut on its own? Now, what does he do? How does he check? So, his mahalach. Now, by the Olam Chaps, why are we checking this? Because, again, if the hair goes in here, and this thing, even if the hair goes in there, but if this thing is cutting by itself, is that mutter? So, Pashas, that's a tar, right? That's one blade. Unless you said a different heter, that some paiskim say, that no, since there's a hefsik between my skin and this, that should be mutter. But lemaisa, most paiskim do not, nowadays, I'm saying, halacha lemaisa, do not say you could just rely on that. You need also Reb Moshe's heter, which is that it should be cutting as two. So it's dangerous to just rely on the fact that, oh, there's a hefsik, so it's okay. So Mela, we want to check. Now, what's the way he checks? So I think the way the Shiva checks, if you ever take a shave with him, is he takes his arm, he rolls up his sleeve, and he takes this blade like this, and he goes... Now, you don't want to... If you just go like that against the hair, it's going to get... Hairs are going to get caught in it. It's probably going to get caught. But he wants to see if it's sharp enough that it could cut. Reb Moshe himself used to do a very similar type of test. Right? Right? You take it, go against, and see, can it by itself, is it sharp enough that it could cut? Is it sharp enough that it could cut? If it's not sharp enough that it could cut, it should be mutter. If it is, it's a problem. So what does he do if it's a problem? So you have to throw out your shaver? Return it? No. So you take it, you take a wall, you don't want to ruin this wall, you rub it against it, and then it dulls the blade. And then you try again. Still too sharp? You do it again. Usually after the first time, it's not going to be so sharp. Usually, stam. So now I've done this also a bunch. I do it for a camp that I work for, Camp Erdea. And usually when I test, I almost never is it sharp enough the first time. I do a bunch of tests. There's another test where Moshe Heinemann told me that if you have two people, you take a big beard hair, have two people hold it, and then you put the blade against there and see if it cuts it, yeah? That's one way. The problem is once you're holding it tout, the pressure might break it even if it's not sharp enough. So it's very hard. You have to. You don't put too much pressure. It's a very hard one to do. That's one way. There's a few different ways. They're all basically trying to see the same idea. Supposedly that's how... Rav Moshe Heinemann told me that's how Rav Moshe used to do it. That's why he does it. He saw Rav Moshe doing it. But that's the basic idea, is that you're trying to test, is this sharp enough? So the Rav you bring it to, who knows how to do this test, he's going to test to see, is this type of blade sharp enough?
Let's say it's the speed of how fast it's spinning that cuts it.
Great question. Yeah, so that's a very, very big shayla. So the Batsim you're asking a good shayla on Rav Moshe. You could say that even if it can't cut, but the speed's going to make it, then now it could cut on its own. That's a great shayla. So I don't know.
That doesn't make it a top.
So I think they say b'metzias.
If I take a scissors also, when I do really fast, they can do it.
I know, but if lemaisa, you're doing it as two. You could claim that since it's going so fast, the metzias is it's cutting on its own, right? So we could actually, let's take a break and look at this video over here. I want to show this video, because this video... Where's the video over here? No, it is. Oh, okay, everybody say, look at this video. This video came out in they put it out. Supposedly they got this from the guys who make the shavers. I think it might have been from Norelco. And based on this, there was somebody who wanted, there was a big tumult, I think it was like 2004 maybe. They wanted to ask the shavers. No, not this guy, the other guy. That's a good one also, but we're going to get there. Hold on, how do we play? Oh, look at this. So you can see, so you pause there. So what's happening? Does anyone know what's happening? Basically, this is your face. This is the blade. They put a tiny little camera. And the blade is going against, this is a hair. There's one hair.
Now,
this is a screen. This is a screen. There's a screen. That's the screen. This is the skin. This guy's skin. This is the shaver going on the guy's face. Yeah? Here's the screen. Here's the screen. Here's the blade. Yeah?
Alright.
Shaver's going on the guy's face. The hair's sticking into the screen. Now we would hope that this hair does not get cut by itself. So let's see what happens.
It got cut.
Oh, so what did that look like? So that, this video caused a big tumult. Big tumult. Let's do it again. How do we do it again? Let's do it again.
It got caught.
Look closely. Look. It looks like. See there, boom. By the way, now let's slow down for a second, everybody say. Just so we can get into the lift and cut, Shiloh, by the way. Rabbi, just for the sake of the lift and cut, Shiloh, if anyone wants to see what lift and cut does, there's two blades here. The first blade lifts up the hair. The second blade cuts it. So you could say maybe it's because it has lift and cut, it's somehow holding it in place, right? You could claim that's what's happening, because this has lift and cut. The first blade lifts it. I'm gonna hand around to Ilum, just so the Ilum could see what lift and cut looks like. Lift and cut is another blade. I'm going to show you a picture of the thing. No, nowadays not, especially. So if you look carefully, I'm going to show you on the screen also. Where are my lift and cut blades? Okay, pass around. Pass these around. Baisai, now I'm going to show everyone what lift and cut looks like. No. Oh. So Baisai, this is lift and cut. If you look carefully in the blades I'm passing around, you're going to see that in addition to the regular blade, this is the regular blade, there's this little thin piece of copper over here. And what's happening is supposedly, this is how it's marketed at least, what it's supposedly supposed to do is supposed to help lift up the hair so it gets more out of your face, and then the other blade cuts. So now I'm going to show you the other video that we were talking, so that I was very excited to see the other video. Oh, look at this. This was an advertisement from like maybe the 1980s. Look. See, lift and cut. The lift and cut lifts it up, and then the other one cuts it. Yeah? Right, that's why this shouldn't be a problem. Well, the way it showed it in the video, so this is the Shiloh. But this is not a video, this is just an animation. So everybody said, if you look carefully at this, look. The lift and cut lifts. Now, is it cutting it with this or without this? So people got very nervous when they saw this. But the problem is, this is fake. This is just for advertising purpose. But what they're doing is, one blade is lifting it up, and the other blade is cutting it. The shaila is it cutting it, again, one more time, is this cutting it against the screen or not? One more time. Right, it's just for fun. Right. Looks like it's cutting with that, right? But the problem is, you can't bring a raya. So you should know, everybody's like, this video I can't show the ilum. This video I can't show the ilum because apparently it's trade secrets. How do I have it? I don't have it. I went to a guy's house, a Rav, who got special permission from Phillips Norelco that he could look at it because he said it's for kashrus purposes. And he showed me the new video shows Klarid only is cutting against the screen. So Hagam, some of these old videos, there's a mukum to be mistopic that no, maybe it's cutting by itself without the screen, but the new video is much more Klarid. It does pull it out still. It still pulls it out. Yeah, now everybody say, so now what's the deal with, is lift and cut mutter or is lift and cut asa? Yeah, what does the Ilum think here? So everybody say, what was the tzad? What's the tzad in the world that lift and cut should be a problem? So there are two different svaras why some paiskim wanted to say that you should remove the lift and cut. And honestly, it's very easy to remove. L'Rav Chid de Milsa, most people say just remove it. So Shiva holds, you don't have to remove it at all. So if you're into Shiva's yeshiva, you zichik could rely on the Shiva. Shiva's psak is, you don't have to remove the lift and cut. He says it's better? He told me it's better. Yeah, he says L'Rav Chid de Milsa also? Okay. So to me, he told... So now the shaila again. So it sounds like even the reshiva holds, but we have to confirm because the reshiva just told me the ikar adin is muta. You don't have to take a lift and cut out. since some place can hold its usr, l'rav chadamil, so it's very easy to take out. I could show you how to do it, actually. It's very simple. You just take a tweezers and just pull this thing out. You literally pull them out one by one. Now, why would it be a problem? So some were choshish that, first of all, maybe if you have two blades, one of the blades is kind of holding it in place so that the second blade could cut without needing the screen. It could just cut by itself. Right? But the problem is that I don't know if that's how science works? I don't know science so well, but I'm just saying, look, yeah, here's the hair. Yeah? One blade lifts it up, the other blade cuts it. That's not how it works. It needs to be that you're holding
it. Cuts into it, though, first.
It needs to be.
It cuts into it, and then when it's in it, it lifts it up. You saw another video.
I hear, but more, it would be more mistaber if the lift and cut were on the other side of the hair. Then it could hold it up, tout, and then the other one could cut it easier.
Yeah, like,
but the very fact that you have the reshiva said fakir, it should be more mutter. Why? Because you have more blades cutting.
Yeah.
Remember, the heter was two blades, so if you have three blades, it's even more mutter. Very gishmak esvara. Yeah? So now. So let's come out a little bit more lemaisa right now. Where are we holding right now? Okay, so let's say which poiskim say what, and why. So the guy with the micro screen, I don't know what the reshiva holds. I was trying to get a hold of him today to ask him. I don't know what he holds about whether the micro screen is a problem. I myself tested many of these micro screens to see whether they could cut by itself. I never saw a single one yet that could cut by itself. But I'm not a raya because I'm not testing the brand new ones. Maybe the first few shaves. It's mamish. When it's beautiful and new, maybe it could. But all the ones I test, Betzim, what you do is you just take a hair, or if Dov Feinstein said, you could also take dental floss, put it in here, and roll it around and see if it cuts it. It'll almost never cut it, right? So this, there were the Ramosh Einman was machmer by this one, but there were many who were makel that the microscreen should not be a problem. Lifting cut, Ramosh, fakir, Ramosh, it's... It's lahepech. Rav Moshe Heinemann held that lifting cut's not a problem at all. There were many, Rav David Feinstein, and Rav Shmuel also hold it's better that you should take out the lifting cut from these shavers, but we said the Shiva's psak is that you don't have to, but I don't know what the Shiva's psak is on the brown. Right? Both of them, past this, you should have to test the bottom blade. It happens to be, I noticed for these ones, that the blade, I don't know if the Shiva even holds these ones even need to be tested, just because these blades are very shvach. They're very schwach, these blades. These blades that are sharper. The blades on the other ones that are sharper. So that, again, it would be, maybe if we have a future situation, I could tell you if I hear from the reshiva more. Okay, now there's a third type of shaver, which is more popular, which is the one-blade shaver. This one is basically working basically the same way the brawn is. It just doesn't have the microscreen problem. If you look carefully what's happening here, you see there's a blade on top, there's a blade on bottom. The hair goes in, it just goes like that. Cuts it. This one, actually, it's a... Right, this one is a little bit, many places can say this one's actually a little bit better. First of all, yeah, but it cuts, so it looks like it's just a trimmer, right? But it happens to be, it actually cuts very, very well. But they say it doesn't cut as well. So Moshe Heinemann was actually mistapic, because he thought, so what's really happening is, I took a few apart. Yeah, what's really happening is, again, so this is the blade here. Yeah, so the blade's moving. Here's the screen, the blade's moving on the screen, right? The thing is, so if you take it apart, so here's this, right, take it apart, here's the screen, here's the blade under it, moving, right? So I felt the blade, very schwache blade, doesn't feel sharp at all. So the problem is like this, how can you test these? So Heinemann wanted to say the following story. He said the only way you could possibly test it is if you take it apart and test the bottom blade. The problem is once you take it apart, you can't put it back together. So Mela, he couldn't give a hechsher. He said he can't give a hechsher to them because if the only way you could test it is by taking it apart, so you're never going to be able to actually use them. Every one I took apart, I've never seen one that's actually so sharp. All of them are particularly not sharp, Grata. The Shiva holds, so I spoke to Shiva. The Shiva holds that the one blade's better. So he holds the one blade is a very good shaver. He holds, first of all, it's less close to the face. He holds, second of all, that the blade is not so sharp. So the Shiva holds that the one blade is mamish good. So that's a good suggestion. If anyone doesn't want to be toireach with the lifting cut and this and that, he holds it's a very good shaver. And Imamish does a very good job also. Okay, these are a bunch of them next to each other. Now, so Rabbi Sai, let's do a shtickle summary, right? Summary where we're holding.
So you now want to do this?
Oh. So first of all, which parts of your beard are you not allowed to cut? So I'm going to actually show the item here. There's a shaila. You're only allowed to not cut the peyus harosh. So what are the peyus harosh? So just to show everyone, big machlokes with shaynim, right? Everyone agrees. Like let's say this part of the face is not included in the peyus harosh, right? So which parts are included in the peyus harosh? So big some rishaynim. So some rishaynim say, okay, so the part, and this is really where according to many peyuskim is where your peyus start. That you're not allowed to cut with more than with let's say a two under a two above that area. Is the place where if you go like this and you open and close your mouth, you're going to see there's little the top of your jawbone is going to start jutting out. If you go like this, yeah, you're going to feel like a little ball moving. That's the bone. That bone is where your peis hazak. That's where your peis hazakin start and your peis harish end before that, right? So mamela, it should come out that. Now, some people just know, oh, the bone. The problem is that there's two bones there, and the top one doesn't move, so it doesn't go by the top one, right? It goes by the one under that, the one that moves, right? So you really, your peyus are prone to a little. So now where the peyus are raised, there's a few shitas in Rishayim. One shita holds its two are there. There's five of them. Five peyus are raised. Two here, two on, right, again, between where the ear. Two here. The Rambam, I think, shita is two here. Two where where their jawbone starts going like that, two here, and then one by the chin. Other shitas hold, no, it's these bones, and these two, and the chin. The Rabbeinu Chananel, I think his shita is, he has a very interesting shita. It's these two, and it's Rabbeinu Chananel. I think he holds, it's these two, and also the garin. So according to everyone but Rabbeinu Chananel, it really would end over here. Right? The garn is the kind of your Adam's apple. So Lamai said there's a... What other shitas are there? There's one shita that's this, and this. Like mamash three by your chin. Now everyone agrees, so now if you'll see old pictures of the Yekas, you'll see that there used to be people who used to just shave here. Just shave this, and they left the beard here and there. Pashas is, because they're trying to avoid... because. You're cutting a place which everyone agrees is not prom peis harosh. So theoretically, you could have even used a tar. You could even use a razor there. Lamai said, why don't we do that? Because the Rush says that since there's so many machlokes of Rishonim about where to cut, we don't touch. We don't do a razor on any part of the face. Yeah? Okay, that's one part of the summary. Now, another thing we spoke about is, let's see. Okay, we talked about the two possible heterim that you have for today's shavers, which, again, is a big machlokes. You should know that to the whole heter of shavers, I'll show you. But again, we had a big machlokes. Where did this come down to? Right? We just proved that l'chayr, anything that does giluach and hashchasa should be a problem. So why would where are we coming from to try to claim that, no, anything that's not a razor shouldn't be a problem, right? So where are we coming? Where we were coming from, be'etzem, is Tosfos. Right, really, it's from a Gemara. Really, most Rishonim say that something called Misparayim Ke'en Tar is not a problem. Right, a scissors that does as good of a job as a tar is not a problem. And Tosfos says, what does Misparayim Ke'en Tar mean? She'oikir Aser Mashchis Mikra, completely obliterates the hair from its sheirish, it uproots it from its root. So that sounds like as long as you use. Big Machlokes Rishonim, what does Misparayim Ke'en Tar mean? What's a scissors that does as good of a job as a razor? That's a shaila. Some Rishonim, the Rambam says, anything that does less than like a two would be called Misparayim Ke'en Tar. So according to him, we have no makar that you're allowed to shave. But some Rishonim, the Rush, Tosfos, many Achrayim, hold that anything, even if it obliterates it, as long as it's doing it differently, is okay. So again, we're going to have a raya for many from some Rishonim and Achrayim, that you're allowed, they for sure hold you're allowed to shave. But the Rambam would hold you're not allowed to shave. And Pashtus is, there's some Achrayim, the Chassam Sofer is Mavur that way. So how do we paskin in this whole thing? So just to, there's a big, again, almost all Eretz Yisrael paskin hold that it's also to shave. They hold completely you're not allowed to shave Bechlal. They hold either it's a Suffolk deraisa Kitzam Achleikis Rishayim, or they hold Pashit that as long as something does cutting and it uproots the hair, it's also. Most American Paiskim go Busser Rav Moshe and go Busser Rav Henkin. And that group of Paiskim that holds, no, you are allowed to shave. But even them would say depends which shaver. Yeah, again, you have to make sure that blade's not too sharp. You have to make sure they're cutting together, right? You have to make sure there's a screen that's being mafsik. So again, so we know that the one blade is good, according to the Rishiva. We know that the the bronze shaver we're not sure about because I didn't get through to the Shiva. And we know that the regular, this guy, the one with three blades on top, is good, but better to take out the lift and cut if you can. But Mikra din, you don't have to. And also another thing to know is that you have to take it to Rav to make sure that the blade's not too sharp. He'll check. The good thing about this one blade is because, according to Rav Shiva, you could just use it right out of the box. And I know Rav Feinstein holds that way, too. I know Shmuel holds that way, too. I saw Shmuel wrote a tshuva about it, actually. So, that's... So according to Rabbeinu Chananel, this is the only one you have a shaila, right?
But according to everyone else, you can use a tari.
Right, right.
So then you don't... If you only use a shaver from down here...
Right. So it's a very... It's a Rabbeim shaila. The Rush says you have to be machmer for the whole area. The question is, where did he mean? He probably meant Tel Dagaran. So really, you're not looking at this wizard. Okay, Rabbi Sai, everyone should have a gewaldige day.
I love it. You're allowed to use your mustache with the razor. Oh,
yeah. Go ahead.
I love it. Right, everybody holds a mustache, is it okay?
Actually, it's a very complicated mustache.
Doesn't everybody say it's okay?